Glory to you, Jesus, by me. We adore you, Holy Spirit. All hail to thee in the name of Jesus.
Glory to you, the Son of God. I praise you, I love you, I glorify you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Eternal Holy Spirit, thank you for praising us at the temple being. We are so happy for the gift of life, and we thank you for your mighty, powerful voice. We adore you, great Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Eternal Energy, the name, Jesusi, Jesus. Thank you for the name. Thank you for your power rising within me, protecting me and guiding me and healing my body from every head to toe. I love you and I praise you. So be it.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, baby. Glory to Jesus. Sing a new song. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Lord Jesus song. We adore you forever and ever, Almighty Jesus. Amen.
We thank you, Eternal God, Jesus, the Son of God, who came to this earth in a physical body, redeemed us from the fall through your blood sacrifice. I can't ever be grateful for your deeds that you've done. Thank you. I love you.
We love you. We love you. You are so worthy. Oh, we are joyous. The life that you experienced, the life you have given us, the forgiveness we have attained. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ Almighty, eternal energy, we glorify you, we magnify you, we praise you, for the kingdom of God is in power and light.
You got that right. Power and light of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
yes.
The most powerful being in the room, in the universe. He is the powerful being in the universe, especially
yes.
on this planet Earth, because God the Father, Jehovah, gave him the power. He said, you have all power on the earth. Everybody looks to God, Jesus. That's who you look to, is God, Jesus, the Son of God. He's the one that gives you the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy, that fantabulous energy that energizes your body, that keeps you from sinning. The only way you can keep from sinning is through the Ghost Holy. My loving brother says it all the time. You got to have the Ghost Holy. As if you have this Ghost Holy will protect you from sinning, from falling, from having these weaknesses. You
Amen.
Can't do it yourself. You can take all kind of classes, but what's free is the Ghost Holy, and Jesus Christ is the one that bestows it on each one of you. When you ask him, when you praise him, when you ask for forgiveness of your sin, people say the salvation, basically you come, you ask God Jesus for that mercy. Be merciful
Amen.
On me, God Jesus. Forgive me for sinning. I've sinned everything. You confess all your weaknesses. And
Thank
then
you.
After that, you start praising him, and you ask him for the Ghost Holy. And then pretty soon, what you ask and seek, it will happen. And then once it happens, you'll know it, baby. You'll feel that divine energy that energizes your body, that quickens your body, that renews your body, that just brings you up to another level of consciousness, baby. And then you start to feel the happiness of God Jesus. And as you use that powerful name, God Jesus, you're on your way.
You get that right, baby. God Jesus, baby. You know, on this great, glorious month of July 12th, 2015, you know, in the United States of America, over there in the northwestern Washington and the Puget Sound, they are celebrating the Amazon. Amazon has offered people, I guess they have membership, to get Christmas discounts. They talk about Christmas already, sweetheart, my brother. You see, we have set the divine pattern that Jesus Christ is the supreme God around this planet and around the world, and the Son of God has all love and glory, and so it's in the atmosphere of Christmas season. It's also at Sleep Country, USA. Why would you shop anywhere else? I believe that headquarters is in Seattle, Washington, I think. I know it's in the United States, and I hear it in the Seattle one there. So, you see, they have what they call Christmas in July. So,
That's it, baby.
You see,
I heard somebody else say that. We have Christmas in July. It was in the Puget Sound.
Oh.
I said, what? Yeah, we come together having Christmas in July. I said, that's very cool. That's very dynamic.
Yes, indeed, baby.
Christmas in July.
Yes. And, you know, the Lutheran Church, I think it's the Lutheran Church of America, they have also celebrated in the state of Ohio and Washington and probably elsewhere now. They celebrate Christmas in July. And I think that's so beautiful because the name of Jesus was given to Mother Maria, or Mother Marie, on August the 7th. And that's coming up in a few days next month. And we usually start our Christmas kickoff after August 7th, or usually in the month of August, even if it's before the end. But we are in the spirit of it now, baby, because we love Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You know, when Jesus was born as a baby, they worshiped him as a king. And I hear ministers saying, well, you know, when the Lord returns, we're going to serve him and worship him as king. No, 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 wake up. He's already King of Kings. He is not only King, Lord, and Savior. He is a God. He is a God with the God, Jehovah. So it's like, let's get with the rhythm here. This great Jesus Christ, happy Easter. He celebrated his death, or sacrificed his death. We celebrate his death. It's glory, because when he shed the holy blood, all sins can be instantly forgiven. We don't have to wait year after year for the high priest to go in. You know, somebody, my brother, called me the other day, mm-hmm. over in Thai, and asked me this. Said, you know, when you spoke about the incident in Ohio State when I was a young laddie in 1969, around that timing, and they said, when you had an incident with Beta Boy and John Harrow, and I'm not going to give their full names, you know, to protect the innocent or the guilty, whatever it may be. I love them both. They say, you know, when you went through that ordeal and they wanted you to have the sexual services, or they wanted you to become a killer and they called you those names, why didn't you tell a priest? I say, I did, sweetheart. Oh, I say, Dr. Jaja Susi. Who was that? A.K.A. Dr. Jesus Christ. Oh, but I mean the priest. I say, I just told you. I talked to the highest priest of the universe. You can't get no higher than that, you know. And I got the drift, like, okay, why didn't you tell an earthly priest that you could have got consultation, a priest of the church? I said, you know what? I talked to the perfect one, the perfect one. They say, well, did you go to the law enforcement? Yes, I did. Who was that? Judge Jesus. Not Judge Judy, Judge Jesus. You see, I went to the highest judge of the universe. I said, you know what? I didn't have no grudge against those guys. They say, but they put you through an ordeal. I said, that's okay. I got delivered by the Holy Ghost. The name of Jesus Christ. Those who heard the story, you know, back in the day, a few months ago, whenever I told it, it's like, whatever you go through, if you succeed with Jesus Christ and you come out in Jesus Christ, why go through another priesthood? You see, there's four kinds of priesthood. There's the Mosaic priesthood. Then there's the Aaronic priesthood, that's Moses' brother. Then there's the Levitical priesthood. And then there's the top most of all, the Melchizedek priesthood. Some people say Melchizedek. Melchizedek. Same being, a priesthood. Melchizedek priesthood is the highest priesthood. And it said even Abraham paid his tithes to Melchizedek. So that means Melchizedek was existing in the Old Testament, but is activating. He was always activating fully in the New Testament vibration, you see, like the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit always was. But on the day of Pentecost, it was in the New Testament era, but it always existed. But this dispensation, we have great access to this power. So in the Glory to Jesus version, it states that Melchizedek in the book of Hebrews, the whole chapter, the whole volume is important to read. 7th and 8th chapters, various ones. It said, Jesus Christ is made after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was made after the order of Jesus Christ. And it said, God said, you, Jesus, are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek, in the Glory to Jesus version, it gives it more correctly, accurately. Let me go to the King James. It says, he was born without father, without mother, without beginning of days, nor end of life, made like unto the Son of God. And the Glory to Jesus version, it says, he was born beyond parents, but he came through a sea on purpose. which means he is a distinct, separate individual from Jesus Christ. Some people try to say, well, Melchizedek is Jesus Christ. No, no, no. Melchizedek is one. Jesus is another. And it said that Jesus was made after his order. And say, this being Melchizedek is beyond beginning of days, nor end of life, or without beginning of days. Well, when you look at that in the in-depthness, even those who were born in parents, with parents, we came here as spirit beings to flesh beings. We always existed in the heavenlies. We always existed with the creator of the universe. And we were assigned our parents. And as we were assigned our parents by the divine one, therefore we came to that particular seed. Now, this Melchizedek, a strong, wonderful lover of Jesus Christ, one who glorifies Jesus Christ.
You got that right, my brothers and sisters. Melchizedek, Son of God University, teaches Melchizedek principles. See, Melchizedek principles are the highest. They're just like Jesus Christ's principles, basically.
Amen.
And we're on the death order of Melchizedek. And the principles we teach is basically overcoming death, living forever in the physical body, to put it bluntly. That is Melchizedek, and that is Jesus' principles. That's why Jesus took over the earth, because Jehovah, his plan was coming to a crash. God praise the Father. It was just like one thing after another. So Jesus made a plan, as I said before, and he made earth. That's why it's so hard as hell here.
Yes.
And so it can take all kinds of sin. But we can be forgiven through his blood, through the Christ light within us, and keep going, moving up. And using those principles of Melchizedek, this Melchizedek loved Jesus so much. I mean, he is the brother, and our priesthood is the Melchizedek priesthood. And we're teaching very high principles. And you don't see this anywhere else on the planet. You never heard nothing like it. That's why we have billions of people on planet Earth listening, and we have people even in the heavenly realm listening. Welcome, my brothers, in the heavenly realm. We never say that,
right.
But I just want to welcome you to this radio program.
Amen.
We always talk about the earthly people in the earth, but welcome to you. Jesus has set it up that they can hear us in the heavenly realm. Can you believe that, my brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They can hear us. They go to an auditorium to hear us. They get excused just to hear Son of God University. That is, I mean, that's beyond this. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed by that. And there's thousands of heavenly realms.
Yes.
And all of them get to hear Son of God University. Not only you on planet Earth are listening to them, that have the earthly soup as a physical body, but then in heavenly realm. Then check this out. In the hellish realm, they get excused. Jesus is so merciful. And they go to the auditorium and they get to hear us. So welcome the people in hell, this realm. We welcome you to Son of God University. We never said we know you are, but I just want to acknowledge that we know that you are listening. Sometimes we may bring it up, but I just want to welcome you to listen to Son of God University. Because a lot of times we're so geared to the people on earth here and that we just kind of like put it aside. But you are welcome, and I hope you get benefit from this program, because we love you all. I don't care what realm you're in, the hellish realm all the way to the highest heavenly realm. You're all listening. We welcome here at Son of God University, because this is the Melchizedek priesthood teachings of Jesus Christ. This Melchizedek in the Bible was a great being. I mean, he was so great that he has an order after Jesus Christ.
Right.
I mean, you know, Jesus is a perfect being. So that means this being has to have a perfect order. So if it's after that order, it's something to it, you know. And that being, you know, he's on earth today here, you know, around. And that being is powerful. He's full of love. He's Jesus' brother. And it's just, and people don't understand it. You know, you hear all this stuff about this and that. But like my brother said, he is an individual being. Abraham paid tithes to him when he was in Salem. He paid tithes to this being. You know, that's the only time you hear. But he does other works. You know, that's the only time he's mentioned of in the Bible. You know, and so the Bible is a very good book because it has little stuff here, little stuff there. And it gives you a little insight of this great being, you know, and he's dynamic. He's full of love. It's unbelievable. I can't put it in words, you know.
Amen.
I cannot put it in words. That's why my brother was crying, because you just cannot put it in words about this being, you know. And he very well acknowledged Jah Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus Christ, the name. That's what we did. That's what it is. We talk about the name. And you got to have the name Jah Jesus or Jah Jesus. You want to pump up the volume of your prayers?
Put the needle on the record.
Put the needle on the record.
Go like this.
Let's pump up that volume. By pumping up that volume, things happen.
That's right, baby.
So we want to pump up the volume, like my brother said, pump up the volume of the prayers. You want to pump up the volume? Let's pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Let's put the needle on the record. You want to put the needle on the record? Use Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah
Jesus. Use the name. Let's not use Lord. Let's not use Father. Let's use Jah Jesus. Let's get into Jah Jesus. See, when you say Jah Jesus, the devils have to leave. They have to flee.
That's
when you
right.
say Jah Jesus, then the angels come around you, the guardian angels, destroying angels, all kind of angels come around you.
Amen.
Then you have the ghost holy that's around you.
Yes.
As you use that, the ghost holy is ready attention to do his works. You know, so when you use that powerful name of Jah Jesus, by pump up the volume, because a lot of our prayers are not pumping up the volume because we don't use Jah Jesus. And then, two, when you go to prayer, my loving brothers and sisters, get rid of all your arts and stuff against
Amen.
Your brother. If you have some arts or you have some negative going on about you hate this person, you can't forgive this person, Jah Jesus don't hear the prayer. Let's
Amen.
Say that again.
That's right.
When you have arts, jealousy, resentment, and stuff like that, the energy can't move. When the energy can't move in you, Jah Jesus don't hear the prayer. Jah Jesus don't hear the prayer. The angels can't work with you. Nothing can work. The ghost holy is not working with you. You are just stuck. So you got to go to that person and ask forgiveness to that person. You got to go to Jah Jesus and say, Jah Jesus, will you forgive me? You got to do that before your prayer. There's a lot of that. We get a lot of questions about that. You got
right.
to do that. Why your prayers are not answered? That's one reason. You have a lot of hostility inside you. You have a lot of stuff going on in your mind. And you need to have Jah Jesus to renew your mind. You need to get into the mind of Jah Jesus, the superconscious mind. You need to purify that subconscious mind.
Amen.
And by praising Jah Jesus, by praising that ghost holy, by
yes.
getting the ghost holy, that purifies your body and your mind. As you praise Jah Jesus, the ghost holy, it purifies you. As you say the name, it purifies you. That's why the Melchizedek priesthood teaches Jah Jesus principles. And the main factor is using the name, keeping the name alive. Being in that name is a vibration, baby. And we can only say so much about the name. We give you the beginning of how it's used. But then as you grow, you know that you are in the vibration. You know what it is. Some things we can't say. We're just telling you how to get into it. Then it's up to you to use the principles. And as you use the principles, then you are living the vibration of Jah Jesus. And as you live and praise in the vibration of Jah Jesus, you will be living heaven on earth. You won't be having all these problems. You'll have peace of mind while all the volcanoes are going off, the tsunamis or whatever. You'll know where to go. You'll be protected. You'll have all kinds of wealth within you. I'm talking about wealth like wisdom, knowledge, understanding, health, you know, money too. But, you know, without the Christ light, the wisdom and the Christ seed in you, guiding you, how are you going to have the wisdom of health? You know, how to keep yourself healthy. Because if you don't have health, remember Jesus came down, his main mission too was healing. Because if you don't have health, I mean, like, who wants to live in misery? You know, you got to have health to praise God Jesus. If you don't have health, you can't do anything. You can't work. You can't do nothing. You got to have health. And you get health by purifying your body through praising God Jesus. Then that gives you peace of mind. And then your body will become rejuvenated by the energy of God Jesus. So Melchizedek priesthood is very important. It's the highest priesthood, like my loving brother says, and it's all kind of realms. It depends what realms you want to choose. You choose this day what ram you want to take, my loving brother. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. You mean to tell me, my brother, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth has a kingdom?
You better believe he has a king. He has his own kingdom.
He got all that kind of power, and we can select whether we want to be an old doke or we want to stay young. We have a choice if we want to become sick or attain eternal health.
We have a choice. That's the thing about Jesus' kingdom. God Jesus came is that, you know, free agency. I mean, freedom. It's not like when you watch Star Wars, the Dark Forces, you have to do this. If you don't do it, you're dead. No, you have the free will. That's major.
You get that right, baby, because, you know, way back in the time when the Father God, Jehovah, when they created the first DNA experimentation with that table down with Laiba and that other one, it's like that was proof that humankind had freedom, and they were instructed to trust in the light of Jesus Christ. They saw God the Father and the Lord Jesus and angelic beings. The heavens were open, and they were instructed to follow the Holy Ghost. And as the record states, they said, well, we love you, Jehovah and Jesus and all these archangelic beings and seraphims and cherubims, but we don't really need the Ghost Holy. We don't really need that because we can look at you. And the Father told them, they said, you're going to go through tests and you're going to go through trials. You need that inner power. And that's what the Melchizedek priesthood is all about. Like my loving sweetheart brother said, we got to have the power. You see, Jesus said in the Acts, the apostles, and Jesus spoke in the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me all over, whether you be in Thailand, South Carolina, San Francisco, Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. This divine instruction is vitally important. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make Jesus Christ the great light of your life. You want to be joyful and vital and young, get the antidote of youth. The youth comes from the spirit of Jesus Christ. Atoms and rays of light are but a ray of the spirit of Almighty God, and it is available to every child on this planetary system. That we embrace Jesus Christ, we can receive the joys of the Holy Spirit, the eternal energy of love and life. This Holy Spirit is a divine personality with supreme intelligence, supreme, not superior, supreme intelligence. Is it true, my brother, that the Holy Spirit knows every thought of every individual on planet Earth?
It knows every thought. That's how Jesus can know every thought of everybody on this planet, because he's dealing with the divine intelligence. And the divine intelligence knows everything you do, all your secret stuff, all your stuff. And matter of fact, my loving brother said, it has a personality. It's not a being walking on the side of you. It's an intelligence that has a personality. It talks in you. It's a creative force. It creates through you a being. Most of the inventors, like I always say Benjamin Franklin, because he had thousands of inventions. I mean, the Holy Ghost was moving through him, like George Washington Carver. The Holy Ghost was moving through him. So, were you a painter, an artist, a carpenter, an electrician, a plumber, or whatever, the Holy, a basketball player, or a soccer player, or whatever you do, a swimmer, the Ghost Holy moves through you to perfect that skill. It's the Ghost Holy, that intelligence that moves through you. It's in you. It's all around you. It's intelligent. And the best way I can explain it is Star Wars. It says, use the Force. And remember how he used the Force when he was flying the craft. He put all instruments away. So he was going by feeling of the Force. And that's what we need to do. Listen to the voice and go by feeling.
You mean the inner force within us is the Holy Ghost?
That's the Holy Ghost. People don't want to hear that.
Right.
It sounds kind of, you know, but the force within us is the Holy Ghost.
That's a lot of power, my brother. Because if that invisible, or shall we say, I like to say visible, because to us that know, it is visible in our life, because people can see and feel the radiant light flowing from our beings. And it is through the grace and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this great energy, this great almighty omnipresent force, the God force, the Christ force, this is that the power that can keep us young and vital and keep my hair black at my 122 years of age, minus tax?
Oh, yeah. This divine force is something to reckon with. It's the love force. Sometimes you just feel the love. That's the force of the Ghost Holy. It's love moved with wisdom. And that Ghost Holy is powerful. Everybody has access to it. Everybody. You don't have to be a Christian to have access to it. But you have to use the name of Jesus to get to put the needle on the record, baby. So, you know, it's powerful. It's something that you have to experience. We can talk about it all day, but unless you experience it, you don't know.
You get that right, sweetheart, baby, because you know that energy is such a flowing power. This voice speaks to us inside of our being. And that energy talks to us daily. It lets us know, don't go here, don't go there, or go here, go there. Don't cross the street at this level, at this corner, but go down a couple blocks this way and cross the street. And things like that can save your life and save my life. You know, there was I'd be walking someplace, and I'd be saying, okay, I'm right at my destiny, and I got my ice stick, and they said, no, you don't want to go that way. You want to go. As a matter of fact, I got a witness just a few weeks ago. I was somewhere, and I was walking, and just as I was right where I was standing, the energy say, run quickly to your right, down the slope. As I went down the hill, down the slope, seconds, there was a big accident. The car came right where I was standing and hit another car, went up in the atmosphere, up in the sky, and it was a collision. And they had to be hospitalized. And if I did not listen to the eternal energy, you may not be hearing my voice today, but thanks to the Holy Ghost on every coast. You see, that's why it is so imperative to listen to the deep inner voice of consciousness, which is the Christ-like, the eternal energy, the great fire of love, the great Christ fire, that great light, Jaja Susi, light illuminated Christ energy. It's important, sweetheart babies. This program is brought to you by Light of Christ, the light that lighteth every man who cometh into the world, given to each person by Jesus Christ. As we submit to the Lord Jesus Christ and submit our hearts, our minds, our lives to the cause of purification, to the cause of forgiveness. When we repent, Acts 2:38 says, repent, every one of you, of your sins, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the free gift, or the glorious exalted gift of the Holy Ghost. This promise is to you and to your children, and as to many as the Lord our God shall call. You heard my brother say, anyone can get this great glorious power by our submission to the Son of God. It's imperative that we recognize the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the King and the head of our life, who was the author and the finisher of our faith, the author of salvation, the eternal one who gave his life's blood and who offered the power of forgiveness, the power of health and life, the power of youth, do, renewal, the power. See, our minds can go as far as we allow it to go through the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. You see, saints, we must get to the point that we got to stop wish-washing and flip-flopping and lollipopping and jib-jabbing and skim-scamming. We got to get to the point that we acknowledge the divine supreme sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and recognize that Jesus Christ has power. Let me give you a demonstration of the prayer, how he got power. This is how you should pray, but you choose your own style, but you want to include the great one. great and glorious Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy life. Lord Jesus Christ, we exalt your name forever and ever and ever, everlasting to everlasting. Thou art the God-man on planet Earth, and you are the glory of one in the heavens. You are the supreme ruler of the heavens and the earth and worlds. Lord of the worlds, Jah Jesus Christ, supreme king, supreme God, supreme exalted one, son of Jehovah. We glorify you, Jesus Christ. We worship you. We lift up your holy name. We exalt you, Holy Ghost. We thank you for dwelling within us, O great Holy Ghost. We thank you. You are the holy breath that Jesus Christ breathed on us. We praise you forever and ever and ever. Amen.
You got that right, baby. Notice the prayer of my loving brother. It starts with thanksgiving and praise. That's a prayer. I hear so many prayers. Can I have this? Can you give me this? I need this. It's kind of like a Down syndrome prayer. You want to keep it up tempo, because the praises of God, Jesus, the Son of God, or the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, whatever name you want to call it, is God, Jesus, Spirit. That's, you want to keep it on a high level. Notice the prayer. It's always an upbeat. It wasn't a downbeat, gimme, 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 oh, I don't have this, oh, poor me, da, 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 da.
We don't right.
do it. Because right. those prayers go nowhere. When you pray, you always thank God, Jesus, the Ghost Holy, or God, Jesus, the Son of God, what he's done for you. You always thank him for where you are now. You always thank him, hey, thank you for my life on this planet. Thank you that I'm healthy. Thank you I have a sound mind. Thank you that I have peace of mind. Thank you I have great health. Thank you. You know, it's not all about just the money. Money is good, but it's more things, more than money, because that great seed in you is more worth way more than money. Because without that great seed in you, like my loving brother said, he would have been out of this world if that great seed that goes holy didn't tell him to move. So what's more important? That goes holy within you. It protects you. It guides you. That's the seed that you want to get in contact with. The seed of Christ that God Jesus put in each human being. I don't care who you are, that divine seed of the Ghost Holy is in you. You want it to be electrified by praising to God Jesus and him electrifying by the Ghost Holy, that atomic energy. And then you're on your way. Then you can hear it very loud and clear. You can hear it now. But then you want it to work throughout your whole body. You want that electrified energy to work from head to toe. You know, everybody has that conscience within them. That conscience is that Jesus seed. Everybody knows. You don't have to have the Ten Commandments to say thou shalt not kill. Everybody knows in their conscience they should not go kill their brother. You know that. You may not listen to it. You know you should not steal. You know you should not commit adultery. You know that. You know, if you do it or not, but you know it. It's in you. But the Ghost Holy will really electrify you into doing it. You know, it would really, you're talking about talk loud and clear.
Amen.
Very loud and clear.
Yes.
But you still hear it if you don't have it. But the Ghost Holy really brings it into focus. Like my brother said, this is the Light of Christ production of this message that we're saying today is, be aware of that God in you. That God name is Jah Jesus. And be aware and listen to it, because it's a lot of stuff coming on the planet, and you want to be very well equipped. You want to be very, learn to very well listen. Sometimes we talk chatter too much. Chat, 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 chat. We're not listening. You should listen, because it is our guy. That Ghost Holy is our guy. When we chat all of this chatter, we don't hear anything. Like if everybody got something on their ears, they're hearing the music, stuff like that. What you should do is hear the music of the Ghost Holy. Because you can be listening to that music, and not all the time, but if your mind's not in frame with the Ghost Holy, you could be having an accident. This can happen. That's happening. Everybody got the gadgets. The gadgets is okay, but especially in America, you're too much into the gadgets. You got to be in tune with the Ghost Holy. Like, you don't have to be like me, because I don't have gadgets unless I need it.
Right.
We live in the mountains. I mean, I don't even have a TV. you know. My brother said, I don't look at TV, you know.
Right.
But the point is, you don't have to be like that, but you should have it under subjection. What I mean is that the Ghost Holy is foremost in first place, because without it, it's your life, it's your savior, it's your helper, it's your holy helper, basically. That's what Annalise Scarlett, a transfigured being, a goddess, says.
Right.
It's your holy helper. It helps you. You know, you need it. Jesus said, you need that Ghost Holy. He's giving it to you. He said, I got to get the hell out of here, for you can depend on my divine energy, which is within you, the Ghost Holy. You know, you need it to depend on it. He said, that's what you need. I'm giving you that, and that's what you need. I'm happy when you have that and divine and depend on that. And you know, if Jesus is happy, you know his Father Jehovah is happy. He's turning flips and drinking the brew.
That's right, baby. It's imperative to really trust in the divine eternal energy, the light of Jesus Christ. My brother, why is it so important to praise the light of Jesus Christ? Or let me ask a question, flip. Can we praise the light of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
We should always praise it, because when we praise it, it illuminates our body, and as it illuminates, it comes forth more, and it gets stronger and stronger and more powerful. And then you hear the voice more, and then it surges through all your being. It moves through all your flesh, and then as it's moving, it's regenerating your fleshly. It's regenerating your organs. It's regenerating your mind. It's purifying your subconscious mind. And once your subconscious mind is purified, you're transfigured. You're like a god. So, yeah, by praising it and by being aware of it and by acknowledging it and loving it, it has benefits.
But I thought, because it's summertime in most of the world, in the United States of America and the UK, and it's warm weather, and it's above 90 degrees, why should we praise the Holy Ghost in the summertime?
What should we be doing, balling? So my brother's trying to say, what he's trying to hit on, he's putting the needle on the record here. He's saying that, you know, all this stuff is going to have good weather, we have all this. Why should we? We don't need the Ghost Holy. Everything is going fine. That's what happened to Actividom and Lyeva. Everything was going groovy. You know, we had Jehovah, we have God Jesus, we have the cherubim, we have the angels. Whoa, man, they're serving us. Hey, everything is groovy. I'm living in heaven. I don't need the Ghost Holy. And look at what happened. They fell because they failed to acknowledge the Ghost Holy within them, because everything was too good on the outside. Instead of looking on the inside, like my brother's saying, basically he's saying, you know, it's sunny weather, it's 90 degrees, man, you should be out balling. You should go to the beach. It's not wrong going to the beach.
Right.
We're not saying don't go to the beach, but it's where your mind is at, you know, and that's what he's saying. You know, this is going on. I mean, it's groovy, baby. We don't need the Ghost Holy. You know, let's have a good time. And it's not wrong with having a good time. We're not saying you shouldn't have a good time. But you should be conscious and aware of the Ghost Holy. You should be praising that Ghost Holy within you. You should be in tune with the Ghost Holy at all times, 24/7. And that takes practice. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice to do this. It takes work. It's not an easy task.
Are you saying, my brother, that the light of Jesus Christ, this divine energy known as Jesus, lives inside of our physical temple?
It lives inside of our physical temple. Jesus, when he created us, remember, Jesus is our father. We're not
right.
Talking about our grandfather, Jehovah. Jesus is our father. He created this physical body.
Is this scripture reference that Jesus is our father?
I'm pretty sure you know the scripture on that.
I do, baby.
Could you quote it before we go on to let the people know that Jesus is our Father? So anytime you're saying Father, I know most people don't do that.
Right.
When they say Father, immediately Jehovah.
That's
Jehovah,
right.
Like I said, has no jurisdiction on this planet. You know, he's a very powerful being.
Amen.
He gave all power and authority to John Jesus. He said, let all angels, everybody praise John Jesus. It was the edict that was given. You know, Jehovah has no jurisdiction. People always praising him. I mean, cool if you want to do it, but if you want some results, deal with the Son, Jesus.
That's right, baby, because, you know, when you exalt the Son of God, Jehovah gets excited because he himself praises his Son. It's in the book of Acts. It gets a lot of scriptures where it says God has glorified his Son and has exalted him. The book of Colossians is in the book of the Philippians that God has given Jesus the name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the supreme Lord around here. And so there is scripture that Jesus is our eternal Father. Acts the 9th chapter, Isaiah the 9th chapter verse 6, and it states that unto us is given, you know, and the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and unto us a son, as a child is born, unto us a son is given. This Son, I tell you, Jesus Christ takes on that power. In the book of St. John, in the 14th chapter, I believe, in the 6th verse, and before I get to the 6th verse, in the earlier beginning, it says, you believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus. There's a distinguishment right there. And then Philip, there's some more, but I'm kind of skipping around because of the time's sake. And it's like, Philip asked Jesus, Jesus, I got your attention. You got my attention, kid. Okay, Jesus, show us the Father. It'll turn us on. And Jesus said, he gave them a rebuke. Have I been so long time with you, and you do not know who I am? He says, no, I don't know yet. Jesus said, lad, I'm putting it in slang, of course, lad, he who has seen me hath seen the Father. How do you insult me by saying, show us the Father? Don't you know I am he? I am the Father and I am the Son. According to the original Glory to Jesus version, the Holy Spirit translation, I am the Father because I got the fullness of the sonship. I am the Son because I made my flesh body at the tabernacle to come and redeem humankind. Jesus Christ is highly exalted. He is so supreme around here. And Christian church, you need to wake up in a hurry, because I tell you, you're not giving him enough glory. You're not giving Jesus Christ enough exaltation. Jesus Christ, there are many scriptures that call him Father. They call him Pope Francis. They call him Holy Father. If they can call a humanoid or earth being Father, how much more do we call our Heavenly Savior Holy Father Jesus? Judge Jesus. You see, he deserves that title, and he deserves that because he is who he is. Anybody that created humankind is equal to God. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ created us. We came through him. It is clarified, verified, and sanctified in the first chapter of the Gospel of San Juan, or St. John. It's in there. In the beginning, the Word was God with, and the beginning, the Word was with God was, and Jesus the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Jesus. And Jesus sent forth light, and the light sprang forth from Jesus in every individual. And Jesus' light is every man who cometh into the world. Every child that is born of a woman was created by the Lord Jesus Christ. Not God the Father, not Jehovah. Jehovah had an experimentation. He created the first humans, not a baby. They didn't come saying goo goo gaga. He created grown men and grown women. That'd be Atibidom and Laiba. Now, there are some records that state that he made a race of humans, and I won't argue with that. I won't condemn it, and I won't fight with it. It's not going to stop your progress, whether you get that knowledge or not, whether it is a factual or not. But there was a generation before this, and things happened. But the main thing, Jesus Christ was instructed by God. Jesus Christ learned the laws of creation. Jesus Christ saw everything. He said, everything I see my Father do, I do also. I love my Father, so I do what he say do. That's the point we need to get to. We need to get to the point that we believe in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ said, come to me, and if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. Come to me, all ye that are heavy laden, burdened down, run down, over down, downsized, downtrodden, and I will give you rest, the divine rest of my gloria. You see, saints and sinners, we need to wake up and chill out and heart in. That's what I said, heart, H-O-T, heart in the Holy Ghost fire. And the best way to heart in this fire is to be on time with the Christ light. That's like, it's always, like my brother reiterated, when you praise Jesus, You always want to give him the glory and thanks. We don't say, well, Santa Claus, can you give me this? I need an Xbox, dear Santa Claus, Jesus. I need this. You say, you might not be saying that, but you're treating Jesus like a Santa Claus, a gimme man. Now, wake up and give glory. It's been scientifically proven that it is imperative that the people that give the gratitude and they give thanks to Jesus, they are happier than the average mortal. Because when you give glorification and thanksgiving to Jesus, the highest God on the earth and in the heavens, and you giving glory to this great Lord, Jesus Christ, you are thankful, you are gratitude to him. Therefore, it lifts the aura in your being. It lifts the DNA in your vibration. It removes tiredness from your body. You feel jubilant. You feel excited. I can bench press 550 right now. You just give me the work, because I feel so energized because I love the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. And I don't even work out with 550. I usually work 325, 350 plus or minus or something like that, but you give me the 50, and I'd be zoomed by in the light. I could do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. There is nothing that we cannot do but by the grace and the glory and the love of the merciful Son of God, Jesus Christ. I tell you, sweetheart, it is just real to know Jesus Christ's love, to experience this love. How do you experience this love? Give that glorification. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, sweet Jesus. I adore you, sweetheart Jesus. Don't be afraid, man, to say that. I love you, Jesus. Dear Jesus, I love you. Sweet Lord Jesus, I agape you. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for your holy forgiveness. I thank you for life extension. I thank you for everlasting life. I thank you for life glory. You see, sweetheart, you are living beneath your privileges. Why? Because you are moan, groan, grumbling, fit, flam, lollipopping, not gratitude. You got to stop the complaining, especially the people in America, in the United States of America, over there in the Western world, and the people in the UK, United Kingdom. You got it good, sweethearts. And stop griping and stop complaining. You have the great cathedrals, and you can go worship the Lord Jesus. You can illuminate the light of Christ in you. It's high time to make use of your time wisely, saints. And it's high time, O ye earthborn sons and earthborn daughters, wake up and rise to the true nature of your elitism that is within you. Rise up to the supreme consciousness of light in you. Rise up to the Lord Jesus Christ in humility and gratitude and that deep love. It takes a true man to love Jesus. It takes a true woman to love Jesus. It takes a true boy to love Jesus. It takes a true girl to love Jesus. It takes a true young laddie to love Jesus Christ. If you're an old fart, you can be converted into youth dude. How? By the grace of Jesus Christ. The main thing, the main sin that will keep you out of the kingdom is not all this sexuality, and that's not cool, but the main thing is unbelief, not acknowledging. Ask me for details. When the Holy Ghost say do something, he means business. I have experience. We all have had experiences. When the Holy Ghost reveals something to you, and the Holy Ghost is all-knowing, all-wise, don't try to instruct the Holy Ghost. I did that many times, various times, I should say, and I had to catch myself. Oh, wait a minute, why? I'm trying to trick the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost knows everything. The Holy Ghost knows far more than I ever know. You see? Why? Because the Holy Ghost is ahead of us. The Holy Ghost is the power of Jesus Christ inside of us. And that's why it is, what time is it? It's time to meditate on the Lord Jesus Christ. How many minutes do you have? You have very little minutes if you keep on procrastinating. You see, saints and sinners, it's time to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as never before. Whether in hot weather, whether in cold weather. People die in hot weather. They die in cold weather. They die in the wintertime. They die in the summertime. The death angel is always on duty, and they take their lives daily, left and right and right and left. O saints of the Most High Jesus Christ, it's time to take the Lord Jesus Christ for serious. It's time to be in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and give him glory and honor. It's time to acknowledge him. He is the big baby of our Father. He is the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, the Christmas baby, is a realistic, mighty God living inside of our temple being. It is time that we be the happiest people on the earth, not Disneyland and Florida or the other Disneyland in California. We, the saints of the Most High Jesus Christ, are the happiest people on the earth if we will allow ourselves to believe and to know the truth. Because 1 John 5:20 says, and we have known and come to an understanding to know him, Jesus, that is true. And we are in him, Jesus Christ, that is true. Even Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, this is the true God in eternal life. That's in the Bible. 1 John 5:20. You see, my beautiful sweethearts, it's imperative to exalt Jesus Christ, the eternal light. You cannot exalt him enough. You cannot. I tell you, the Father does not get mad if you glorify the Son of God, because the planet was given to the Son of God. And we are human beings on the planet with the Son of God, and the Son of God came in human form. And now the Son of God is progressing to divine form. He got the same human form. He was resurrected in the same physical body. He sits at the right hand of power. He also got his own kingdom. He got his own glorious Kolabi heaven. He got an innumerable amount of angelic beings. He got lords and gods under him. The scripture says, the book of Colossians, that he is above all powers and principalities. He is before all thrones, all dominions subject themselves to him. He is before all worlds. All worlds are made by Jesus Christ. They were made for Jesus Christ. They are made in Jesus Christ. They are through Jesus Christ. They are everything just comes through the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. How can you be sleepy? How can you sit back and act like you don't know? Oh, Christian Church of America. Oh, Christian Church of Europe. Oh, Christian Church of Asia. Look at the book of Revelation when Jesus Christ said, I have a woe against you churches of Asia. Not only in Asia, but all over the planet, all over from the Africa, the Europe to America, the South America, Central America, Mexico, Canada, Alaska, everywhere, sweetheart. What is the true church of Christ? The true church of Christ is those who worship the Lord Jesus Christ. That is verified in the glorified hymn. I call it a hymn, the hymn chapter of Hebrews, the wonderful thing in truth, because in the book of Hebrews, my brother said it before, and that's it, and again, and we give the everlasting truth, and the first chapter, verse 6, that most ministers are allergic to, when the Almighty God, Jehovah, he gave the edict and the order in the heavens of eons ago into the present tense, now let all my angelic people worship my begotten Son who's coming into the world, my firstborn. Well, you know, if you told the angels to worship the firstborn, and they're a perfect one in the earth, do we think we are that we are the earth human? We have to worship Jesus Christ because we are made in the image of Jesus Christ, the canon. So we glorify Jesus Christ, baby. We worship you, Jesus Christ. We thank you for listening to us, you saints and people in other realms and other worlds and over there in the heavenly realms and in the hell realms. We and on the earth, may you come to Jesus Christ. Kneel down and pray to Jesus Christ. If you cannot kneel, just lift up your heart and your hands and pray to him. Exalt Jesus. Jesus will forgive you. Good day. Good night. Jesus Christ bless you. And Jesus baby.
So be it.
The canon.
Jesus is Lord.